Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Felt like I'd walked back into the 80s over the weekend. Do you remember on Friday, I was telling you how I was heading off to the continent for the weekend, driving across Europe, spent Saturday night in Frankfurt. Great city, never been there before, having a little walk around. And then suddenly couldn't believe what I saw in front of me. CNA. I felt like I was back in the 80s, maybe early 90s. My childhood, the high streets of what I grew up in. CNA there in front of me. Done a bit of research. And hey, look, this might not be news to you. You're probably more travelled than I am. There are still over 1,380 CNAs across Europe. Rest of Europe, they're massive. Over here, not here anymore. I was suddenly reminiscing about my childhood, hanging out in town on a Saturday in the town centre, CNA there on the high street. Maybe September, you're getting stuff for school and your new uniforms and all that kind of thing. Their stripy logo and their stripy badges. It's getting all romantic for CNA. If you could bring back one store of your childhood from the 80s, maybe the 90s, what would it be? Got a space on the high street. You can bring back one store. What are you putting there? I am putting CNA straight away. It's lovely seeing it again. What are you bringing back? Tracy putting forward Etam. She says, I love their stuff. I don't think Etam were necessarily ever for me, but I'm going to take your word for it, Tracy. This tweet's brilliant. You can take your instant access apps with the results and goals coming through as they happen. It will never replace standing outside Rumbelows on a Saturday trying to get a glimpse of the football scores. Rumbelows, Etam, CNA, we are rebuilding the high street. What else? Getting quite a mixture of your tweets and texts. A lot of people going with some real mainstream things. Some people, something was particularly local to them that they cherished. Dan says, Keddies was Southend's answer to Selfridges. Incredible department store. It's much missed. Jody saying, I have a great collection of gargoyle ornaments that all came from Pastimes. So talking about this to our producer, he suddenly pipes up and goes, before I got into radio, I was the assistant manager of a Pastimes. How do you take that career path? Answers a lot of things. Darren, what are you bringing back, Darren?
Woolworths. Got to be Woolworths.
Woolworths, says you and thousands of others. What did you cherish about Woolworths, Darren?
It's got to be pick and mix.
I think pick and mix is everyone else's number one reason. They were fantastic, but they were more than pick and mix, weren't they? Like if you wanted to go and buy a CD single or something,
you could get anything. Curtains, bedding, pick and mix.
Darren, good shout. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good man.
Chris says, bring back Tandy. Remember getting a free battery every month when you took your diary in? So many of these messages, when you read them out loud, they're things that my kids would just laugh at. But yes, Chris. Tracy says, it's got to be Zodiac, Richie. Best toy shop from my childhood. Sold dolls houses with dolls that were just basically wires covered in foam rubber. Memories of our childhood. Emma has emailed, my daughter lives in Berlin. Not only do they have CNA, they also have a Woolworths. So many people mentioning Woolworths. So let's all go to Berlin. Laura says, does Blockbuster Video count? I miss hiring DVDs and buying their popcorn. Definitely counts. Definitely bring it back. Ross in Leicester says, Beatties. Few people have mentioned Beatties. Not overly familiar. He says toy shop with action figures, Airfix models, video games with a 90s virtual reality unit in the window. Heaven. That sounds perfect. I'd love it. Tony in Essex, our price. Vinyl racks to flick through. Many hours in the 80s and 90s doing that. Actually work for them as well. Definitely bring that back. Kelly, what are you wanting?
It's Morgan. Morgan Detroit, I think it's called.
Morgan what?
Morgan Detroit. Is it French or something?
Okay, right, yeah. So tell me about it.
I just used to call it Morgan. So I was like 16, 17 at the time, and I used to go into the shop thinking I was so grown up. But in reality, all the clothes were much more foxier than I should have been wearing at that age.
What kind of stuff are you buying from there then?
I had some really nice, lovely fitted cargo pants that I felt amazing going out around town. in the noughties, we wore cargo pants. Anyway, cargo pants and crop tops.
That is very noughties. Immediately, that image. Cargo pants, crop tops, that's carbon dated it. We'll have to bring it back, Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, last few of these. Some great suggestions. Some very specific ones as well. Kelly's Radio in Basildon, says this text. I once stood laughing at four curiously dressed young men. The next time I ever saw them, they were Depeche Mode. That's amazing. Kelly's Radio, with a bit of a celebrity nod to it. Mel says, I could take or leave all the clothes shops. It's got to be watching Top of the Pops on a rented TV from Radio Rentals. Bring back our price, says Stephen Maidstone. The hours spent listening to records in the booth, from ska to punk to modern romance. I met two girlfriends in Our Price, Orpington and Penge. Happy Saturdays. Those were the days, Steve. Freeman Hardy Willis, there's a name from the past. Great shoes. And then finally, Ian in Hornchurch says, I would bring back Mr. Byright's men's clothes shop. Spent many a Saturday getting my outfit sorted for a Saturday night out. Ian, I bet you look top dollar. Athena in Bath, she's remembering. Decent-sized posters of our teenage idols. Love flipping through the poster rack and drooling at Robin of Sherwood and Duran Duran. Amanda says they still have Woolworths in Australia, but they're supermarkets selling food. Loads of people been getting in touch about Zodiac, a toy shop. Nick is one of them. He's hanging on. Nick, explain to me, what was going on in Zodiac then?
Well, when I was younger, I used to love it. I used to go and get my Star Wars figures from there, and, you know, for a pound. And it was just reminded me of Saturday mornings in the local shopping centre.
Nick, have you got any of those Star Wars figures now that you bought for a pound? Because I reckon they're worth a lot more than a quid now.
I'm afraid they're not boxed. I'm afraid I've often thought about that, but, you know, they're a bit worn now. But, fun memories.
So Star Wars figures, what else are we getting in a Zodiac?
Oh, God, you get everything. Yo-yo, skipping ropes, the works.
Sabutio, was that in there?
Sabutio, yeah. And all the teams in the boxes. Oh, yeah, I remember all that. That was great times.
Brilliant, Nick, yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, Richard, thank you very, very much.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Speaking of the weekend, I mentioned earlier, was in Frankfurt yesterday, saw the CNA. Over the weekend, Saturday night, being in Germany meant that the Champions League final, obviously plenty of chat about that over the weekend, but I ended up watching it in a bar in Germany. It's fantastic. Great atmosphere, awesome. Those big glasses that they have their beers out of over there. But what was the biggest surprise for me was, so watching it on German telly meant German commentators, German pundits at halftime. For me, obviously, couldn't understand a word of what was being said. But then I realised, because I couldn't understand what was being said by the commentators or the pundits at halftime, it meant I could just make my own mind up about the game. I decided who was playing well. I decided who was having a stinker. I decided if the VAR was right or wrong, or if it was a goal, or if it wasn't. It was all up to me. And it made it so much more fun. And I sat there thinking, and here's the thing, could be heresy, no, it could be unpopular. I sat there thinking, I reckon you could do away with football commentators on telly. Don't need them. Just have the game on. Just the crowd atmosphere. Don't need anyone talking. Just watch it. I'll decide. And then I thought further about it. Weather forecasters on telly. Don't need them stood in front of the map. I can see all the sunshines and the clouds and the rain. I don't need you stood there as well, telling me what's going on. That's another thing I could do without. And then I went down a little wormhole, thinking about other things that I could just do without. Intervals in plays. Get rid of that half hour. Let's just crack on. We'll all get home earlier. We'll start later. Have more of a meal beforehand. Interludes on albums. You know, you're listening to an album and then suddenly there'll be a little 35-second interlude, but it's a separate track where just the guitarist is having a little bit of a wig out. It's rubbish. Get rid of that. Let's just crack on. Listen to the rest of the album. Get rid of those. So things that you could do without. It's not a personal thing. It's not about people. Just those little things that are part of life. You're thinking, yeah, do without that. It's fine. Work without it. Ryan tweets, reporters on telly that are repeating what the news presenter has just said for the last 5 minutes, but they happen to be stood outside the scene giving you the exact same information. There's a start. Things that you could do without. Everything would work, but you could do without it. Some of your comments. backing me up here. I've watched many games with no commentary and no crowd noise. Muted with my music playing in the background makes you focus far more on what's happening on the pitch. This tweet here says, cookies. The internet version could do without cookies. Intriguingly, Mark in Manchester says, I could live without the toilet. I don't think I want to delve any further into that. Paul, you've got an interesting point to make, I hear, then backing me up about the weather presenters.
The point is that when the weather forecaster tells you at the end of the day what the weather has been throughout that current day...
I've never thought about that. My beef with weather forecasters was that they stand in front of the map telling us what I can see anyway. But that True. Is that is another level.
It does seem a little bit pointless.
They do. They stand there and go, this is what this is what's happened today. I mean, we've been there, haven't we? We know.
We were all there at some point, indeed.
Paul, it's not looking good for weather forecasters. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Again, and this one here from Jude, saying, the weird, cringeworthy chit-chat between newsreaders and weather presenters. I could do without that. Absolutely. Three-day working week for some this week. Feeling for all the people that are still having to work on Thursday and Friday over the Jubilee weekend. Feeling for the teachers a little bit this week. Those that are on half-term, if this makes sense. Obviously, you're still going to have your time off. But there's two bank holidays being burned up over the half-term week. We're all off. The kids are off anyway. So you guys are missing out on part of your bank holidays. Is that how it works, or do you still get extra ones? I feel like I have burned through half-term activities very quickly already this morning. I did the tip run. I've mowed the lawn. And what I mean is these are activities that if you've got little kids around, you keep them busy by dressing up a really boring routine activity as something that's exciting. Like, we're going to go to the tip. You can help Daddy chuck the cardboard in. I'll hold you up. You can help me put it in there. Oh, yeah, you're going to help me tip the grass cuttings into the garden waste bin. It's going to be great fun. So tip and mowing the lawn done already today. At the supermarket, I saw some bloke doing £70 in the Coinstar machine. £70. You've ever collected that much shrapnel? Did give me an idea about what I might do tomorrow, though.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
It's time for 10 weeks of tickets. We're giving you the chance to go and see the mighty Green Day, Fall Out Boy and Weezer on the Hella Mega Tour in Huddersfield as we play Who Claims Wins. Let's meet our contestants today. On line one, it's Rosie. How are you, Rosie?
Hello. I'm okay.
You don't sound certain. You a little bit nervous? Don't be nervous.
I am, I'm afraid. I just kind of was like, oh, I'll give it a go. And then it was like, oh, you've been picked. I'll do okay.
Hey, Rosie, as I always say to my kids, nerves means it matters to you. So we'll see what we can do in a minute. Oh. Don't you worry. Right, hang on there. You're up against Anthony. How are you, Anthony?
All right, I'm all right. Thank you very much.
How's your day been? What do you do?
I'm an engineer from Huddersfield. Never done out like this before. We're on the way home from work, and I've just picked one up, and as I know, I'll do with it.
Well, you wouldn't have far to go, would you, Huddersfield? Because that's where this is. Let's go through the rules for you both. You're going to get a random topic that has many possible answers. Rosie, you will have to say how many answers you think you could give in 30 seconds. Anthony, you will then have the chance to claim if you think you could name more or less than what Rosie said, and whoever thinks they could claim more will then have 30 seconds to do just that. And if they manage it, they win the tickets. If they don't, they lose the tickets. Let's play Who Claims Wins. So, Rosie, here's the topic. How many UK top 40 singles by Green Day do you think you can name in 30 seconds?
I will chuck in four at least.
Four for Rosie. OK, Anthony, do you think you can name more or do you want to challenge Rosie to do her four?
Challenge.
All right, OK, straight in there. Rosie, you have got 30 seconds to do your four and your time starts now.
OK, Basket Case, American Idiot, 21 Guns... Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Keep going.
Have I got another one?
We got you got 10 seconds left.
All right. Jesus is the Baby. Holiday.
Okay. That's your, that is your time up. We're just having a count up and a check here, and you have got 5. Congratulations. Rosie, after all those nerves, you are going off to see Green Day, Fall Out Boy and Weezer.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
That was worth it, wasn't it?
Anthony.
Anthony, hard luck, fella. Rosie, congratulations. There you go. Off to see Green Day, Fall Out Boy and Weezer. We will play once again tomorrow. It's all thanks to 10 weeks of tickets.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.